In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So just a few words, with it being Good Friday, we have this opportunity then to try to contemplate truly the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, to think about what our Lord has suffered, what our Lord has done for us. Bishop Sheen had remarked that the greatest sermon was given by our Lord on the cross. He mentions in one of his books that there's three elements that make up every great message. So there's a pulpit, there's an audience, and then there's a truth. And it is from these things that our Lord gave his first message, the Sermon on the Mount, that he preached about the Christian life and what does it take to get to heaven. And so he gave us that understanding of how we should try to live our lives. But then his final message that he gave was on the cross. And so from that, there's much to contemplate with the seven last words of our Lord. There's much to think about, there's much to see. With what our Lord had used as his last words to all of us. Bishop Sheen had said that beneath the cross of Christ, he said there were three types of souls. There was the penitent, which was represented by St. Mary Magdalene. There was the priest, which is St. John. And then finally, there was the innocent one, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he said, these are the three types of souls that are behind or beneath the cross of our Lord. And so from that, then we try to contemplate and think about the words that our Lord gives. His words aren't like other people's words at their death. His words never died. His words are carried on, continued on for all of us to think about, to contemplate, to especially meditate upon this day. That is why we tried to take advantage of this time, especially the 12 to 3 time period, to think about all that our Lord has done for us, making the Stations of the Cross, and then having the liturgy starts at 2 p.m. But with the fifth word of our Lord, he has said sitio, which means I thirst. And it wasn't a material thirst that he had. Obviously, our Lord suffered so much on the cross. But it was a thirst that was much deeper than that. It was a thirst that came from his Sacred Heart, out of the depths of his Sacred Heart. And he is thirsting for the love. The love that we owe to him. The love that we must give back to him. That is what he was thirsting for. And Bishop Sheen says, in some ways, this word is a revelation of the suffering of a God without man. Or at least without the love that man should have for Almighty God. And that is something powerful for us to think about. One, how much God has loved our souls, that he gave his only begotten Son. And by giving his only begotten Son, he allowed the chance for us to be redeemed. But then that our Lord would have to suffer his passion because he would realize that there were so many souls that would not accept that, would not return that love that he gave to them. It's said in Sacred Scripture, greater love than this no man hath than to lay down his life for his friends. No greater love. And then in a way, how do we repay that? Repay it by our sins. And that is what our Lord had to carry. Many of the spiritual authors will say that the weight of the cross obviously was very heavy. But it was our sins that bore the most weight for our Lord. That is what he suffered from. And so that is something that on this Good Friday that we can try to think about. You know, how have we repaid our Lord? And also you'll see in the liturgy today, it's what the famous reproaches. The reproaches that our Lord says to the people. He says, "My people, what I have done to thee, or in what have I grieved thee, answer me." It is a famous part of where we think about and see, what have we done to our Lord? How have we repaid him? And for what? And so, yes, these famous reproaches that are sung, of asking that question, because it goes on, and you will see if you read then the liturgy, it will show all the different things that our Lord has done for the people. And then this is how they repay him. Brought them out of Egypt, freed them from their sins. All of these different things are constantly repeated, are mentioned, and it always comes back to that same responsory, "What have I done to thee?" And that is something for us then to think about it when we adore the cross today. When we come and we kiss the feet of our Lord, it is because of his death and his passion that we have a chance for heaven again. But then our Lord, when we think about it, he is thirsting for our love. The tsitsio that is said. That yes, truly, it is something that our Lord is asking for our love back in return for what he has done for us. And so truly something for us to think about today, something to contemplate. And as I say, especially when we see the beauty of the liturgy of today and how all the different parts tie into one, whether it's the lessons, whether it's the singing of the Passion, the solemn prayers that are done, and the veneration of the cross. All of these things are done to prove and to show to us the love that our Lord had for us, of his willingness to die on the cross. And so hopefully from our contemplations, our meditations, our readings that we have made during this time period, we do have much to think about. We do have so much to think and then to try to repair for. All of us have to repair for our sins. And so let us beseech God for that forgiveness, the forgiveness for our sins. So let us truly then return the love shown to us with a great love for our Lord. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.